Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Yud Tes. We are in the middle of Siv Gimel. We are on the second line of page Kuf Mem, the page following 278. We'll pick up in the middle of the Rama. The Rama says, Aval kol shehu min echad. So long that it's all one type of food. Afal pi sheborer chatichos gedolos mitoch ketanos. Even though you're separating out large pieces from small pieces, lo mikri brira, that's not called borer. So if it's all one min, you're just taking different size pieces from each other, that's not called borer. Vafilu hayu shnei minim. Even if you had two types, u borer mishneim biyachar hagdolos mitoch haktanos, hagdolos mitoch haktanos, and you're separating out from both minim, the large ones from the small ones, or the opposite, the small ones from the large ones. Shari, it's mutter. Hoel ve'enu borer min echad mitoch haveru. The Isra of borer is separating out types. Over here, you're not separating out types, you're separating out sizes. So if it's one min, and you're separating the large from the small, it's fine, even if it's two minim. But you're not being careful about the minim, you're only being careful about the sizes. That's also going to be mutter to take the large ones from the small ones, or the small ones from the large ones, that will be fine. The Mechaber ends the sif and says, "V'imberer v'hiniach la'achar zman." If you separate it out to leave it for a later time, afilu lebo vayom, even for that very day, kagon sheberer shachris lechol ben harbayim. For example, you separate it out in the morning in order to eat it in the afternoon, you're going to be chayiv. So to do it for later doesn't have to be much later. It could even be for that same day. You're doing borer in the morning, for later in the afternoon, that's going to be a chayiv daraisa. You're going to be chayiv achatos. So let's pick up in the Mishnah Berurah now, and then we'll see all the Mishnah Berurahs first, and then we'll see a few very important notes. We're beginning in Sifkaton Tezvav. We said separating sizes within 1 min is not called Breira. Im lo shek tzas mehem einam tovim kolkach. Unless some of them are not so good, kemo chatichos ha'acherim, like the other pieces. Kigon, for example, shenikdechu mikoach habishol eza chatichos dogim. For example, some of the fish got burnt. The rotza live where osan shalom nikdechu. You want to separate out the piece of fish that are not burnt from the burnt ones. That's going to be a problem. O she'eza chatichos dogim have midog chai, ve'eza midog meis. Or some of the pieces are from fresh Gishmaka fish, and some are from older dead fish that were dead for a while. You want to separate out the good ones or the bad ones. Verotza liver elum el, you want to separate these. Because afilu b'min echad shayach brira. By all these cases, even within 1 min, there will be boder. Vitzarech liver zeh sherotza lechol achshav. And you would have to separate out, again, the one that you want, which would be the ochav and the psoles. Vidami mamish la'olim u'pashim isif alef. It's exactly like the case that we had earlier when you had the lettuce with some good leaves and some bad leaves, that you have to take out the good leaves. So the Mishnah Berurah here said a very important point. The Rama said that if it's all within 1 min, so there's no borer, even if you're separating sizes. But Zakta Mishnah Berurah, but within the 1 min, one section is burnt, one section is not burnt, and you don't want the burnt ones, or one is fresher than the other one, then they're considered like 2 minim, and then there would be an Isra Boder, like we had earlier, when you have some spoiled leaves and you have some good leaves. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tapuchim chamutzim u'mesukim. You have apples that are sour and sweet. So mistapik ha'primigodim imikri min echad imlo. So the primigodim has a suffix. Is that considered 1 min? They're both apples, but they're different types of apples. They're sour apples and they're sweet apples. He's mesupuk. V'im machmas chamitzuso ein roi lechol. If because it's so sour, it's not fit for eating, so have a bevada domel psolas. And for sure it's like psolas. V'yesh bazem mishum iser brira, and then there will be an iser borer, because that's considered psolas. V'afilu ne'achol ma'idei atchak. Even if the sour apples are edible, but only if you're really desperate, then you would have it. So then, yesh baze issa midrabanan. It would still be asa, but it would only be asa midrabanan. V'dami la'olam u'pashim anishil elvis sif aleph. Again, similar to the spoiled leaves that we mentioned in sif aleph, that if they're somewhat edible, b'shas atchak, then we said it's only going to be an issa midrabanan. So again, although the Rama said within the same min there's no problem of borer, here we see there, it's not so pashit. You have these different types of apples, sour ones and sweet ones. So again, depending how sour they are, would depend if there is an Isser Borer over here or not. V'hinei ha-taz machmir afilu b'min echad. The Taz comes and he's machmir, he argues with the Rama, and he says, Sholo yivur ela oso sherotza lechol ata. Even if it is within 1 min, There's no burnt part. There's no spoiled part. It's just one min. You should only take that which you want to eat right now. O sheyikach stam min habav yodo, or you take whatever comes to your hands. La'aniach l'suda acheres, and you leave that for a later suda. Lo derech bira, not in the form of separating or choosing. He's just taking whatever comes to put it aside, but you're not doing any kind of boder. Aval harbe achronim choku alav. Many achronim argue on the taz. V'hiskimu im haramosh apasak v'shumas adeshem. And these other achronim passing like the Ramah, who goes like the Chumas Hadeshem, that within one min, and everything is mamish equal except for the size, so then most poskim hold that there is no boder. Vidai, you should know, the basar tzoli umvushal. Let's say you have some meat that's roasted, and you have some meat that's cooked, nikri shnei minin le'inyan zeh. Even though they're both meat, it's considered two minin with their shayach boder. The kol shekein basar shalmine ofos mechulakim. Certainly, if you have meat of different types of birds, it's certainly going to be borer. Those are two minim. The alkein, therefore, tzrichim lizar besudos gedolos. Therefore, you have to be careful by large seudos shemunachim kama mine ofos. We have different types of birds. There are different types of chicken or duck. Yacha, together, uborin lahaniach l'motzei Shabbos, you're separating some out to save for Motzei Shabbos, sheyivru elu sherotzen lechol achshav lo lehipuch. So you have to take out the pieces of chicken that you want now for this suda, and the pieces of the other fowl that you want to save for later, you leave, but you don't want to separate out the bad ones. Kasu hachronim, duhu hadin b'chol dover k'shem shnei minim. Now we're going to go beyond foods, that Borer applies to other items as well, if there are two types, kigon kelim ubegadim. For example, vessels or clothing, shayach brira, it's shayach Borer there as well. The alkein tzarech livur zehamin sherot zelitol achshav. Therefore, you have to take the min that you want now, v'ashar yishar al makoman, and the other ones leave in their place, v'lo lehipach, and not the opposite. Again, don't take the one that you don't want now, pull out the one that you do want, and leave the other one there. The Efshren is possible. The Imtuluyim Kama Bigodim Alakosel. If you have various garments piled on top of each other, hanging on the wall, Umechapes Achar Bigdo Sherot Achsav Lulavsho, and you're looking for the sweater that you want to wear now, Vayidezem Muchrach Lasalik Mitchila Kolshara Bigodim, to get to the one that you want on the bottom, you're forced to remove the ones that are on top of it. Lo Have Bechal Borer. That's not called Borer, since you have to remove them to get to the one that you want, that's not called Borer. So too, if you have in a serving bowl different minim that are piled one on top of the other, and the one that you want is on the bottom, and you're moving aside the ones that are on top in order to get to the min on the bottom to take it, that's not called borer. So basically, whenever you have to remove something to get to what you want, so then you're allowed to do it. The same way that you're allowed to peel an egg. As we'll see later, you're allowed to take off the shell of an egg because you can't eat the egg unless you peel it. You can't eat the nut unless you take off the shell. So when you have to take off the outside to get to what you want, it's mutter. You have a pile of food. If it's sticking out what you want, so just take what you want. But if it's not sticking out, it's covered. So then you have to remove the other ones. That is permissible because that's the only way you can get to what you want. One more mishabura. Then we'll see some notes and one bir halacha. Sivkotan tezayin sheberes shachris. So the mechaber ended off and said that if you did the bora v'hiniach la'achar zman, you took something off and you're going to leave it for later, even for that day. The mechaber said kigon sheberes shachris lechol ben harbayim chayev. For example, you separate it in the morning. Very important, the lashon of the mechaber. You separate it in the morning to eat it in the afternoon. You're chayev. Zokta mishabura. It doesn't have to be that you did it in the morning for the afternoon to be usur, even if it's in the afternoon. It's just a long time before you need it for the suda. Let's say you're having shalosh shudas at 7, and you're doing the bor at 3, that's also going to be usur. The way the mechaber says it is, that you separated shachris lecho ben harbayim, then you're chayiv. Zakhtam mishavuas lav dafka, you did it in shachris. It's the same thing if you did it ben harbayim, but you did it earlier in the afternoon, that's also going to be usur. That's important because of the bir halacha. Let's actually see the bir halacha, then we'll go back to the notes on page 280, the fifth line, shabir shachris. So I am the mishabura. Look at the mishabura which we just did. That the mechaber, he says, is lav dafka, that you did it in the morning for the afternoon. It could be you did it earlier in the afternoon for later in the afternoon. It's just going to be as bad. Kein kosa b'sefer tosefa Shabbos u'b'sefer ma'aser rokei avod achronim. So various achronim understand the mechaber this way, the way the Mishabura brings it down. However, the yesh achronim, there are achronim, v'hamogen avrom mechlolim, and hamogen avrom is included in them, shehetiku, that they bring down, the le'inyan shnei mine acholim. Remember, we started this sif last night. This sif is discussing two minimum of food. Not food and psoles, two minimum of food. So the Magen Avraham writes, along with other achronim, that when it comes to too many acholim, nishtana hadin min borer ochol mipsoles, it's different than doing borer of food from soles. Velo nikra lebo bayom ki'im misuda lesuda. It's only going to be usher when you're taking out the food that you don't want from the food that you do want, if you're doing it from one suda to another suda, meaning from shachris to bein harban, like the Mechaber says very exactly. Ha'achar sha'ochal ha'suda. But after you ate your morning suda, umeichin l'suda acheres, and now a few hours earlier preparing for your later suda, avshu adayin zman mufloglo, even though you're still 4 hours before shalashudas, mikomokom bichlal la'alterhu. That's considered immediate. V'yesh le'zor b'zeh. However, although there are leniencies, you have to be careful about this, the nogea b'issa d'araisa. This is achshash d'araisa. So again, the Magen Avraham says that the Mechaber is very exacting, not like the Mishabura says. The Mishabura says that the Mechaber, when he says you do it shachris for ben arbaim, is la'dafka. It could be a few hours earlier in the afternoon also, it's just as usser. The Magen Avraham says, no, that's only when it's ochel and psoles, then a few hours is just as bad. But when it's ochel mitoch ochel, so then even a few hours earlier, if it's not in the morning, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be fine. He ends up saying that one should be machmir, because it's a suffix daraisa, one should be machmir. But there's a very important note on this, and that is note number 24. He says, v'im ha-breira asua rakman d'rabanan. If you're discussing a case of borer that's only in Issa d'rabanan, kigon, for example, ha-borer olim she'enam mu'poshim, me'olam mu'poshim ha-ru'uyim la'achila ideat chak. Like we just discussed in the Mishabura, and we had it earlier in Sukkot and Zayin as well, you have two different types of leaves. Some are very good, and some are not so good, but they're edible b'shas hadchak. So since they're both edible, that borer is only going to be drabanan. So kosa ve'eglei tal, the eglei tal writes, she'efshar lismoch al hashita ha-sovere she'bebreiras ochel me'ochel af le'tzor al-suda she'tia la'acha sholosh u'arbe sholos nechshev la'alter. Zok the Eglei Tal, then you can rely on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that when you're separating food from food, even for many hours later, as long as it's not from the morning Suda to the afternoon Suda, it's going to be mutter. So the Bir Halacha said that you should be machmir, you shouldn't do it because it's a chashash daraisa. But Zok the Eglei Tal, but if the whole chashash is only a derabanan, you're talking about a bora derabanan, so then you would be able to rely on the Ramah and do bora derabanan 4 hours before Shalosh Shudas, as long as it's after your morning Suda, then you can rely on this more lenient Shita. Let's go back to a few other notes on page, across from page Kuf Mem. So let's read a couple of notes over here. Note number 17 is going on that which the Mishabura said, that although within 1 min it's not considered borer, big pieces from small pieces, we said, unless some of them are better than others. So the example the Mishabura gave at first was some of the fish is burnt and some is not burnt. So even though it's 1 min, that's going to be usser. Note 17 says, let's say you have some challahs that are more well done and some that are less well done, that would not cause a problem. Burnt fish and not burnt fish would be a problem. He says, v'chalo shechelkon afuyos hetev. Some of the chalos are baked well, v'chelkon tzas pachos, and some are a little bit less well baked. So there of this in Krell it says, she'en v'kaf brira, that would not be boder. She'rak shinui mashma'usi b'ma'acholim. Dafka is something that's nicker, it's recognizable, it's clear, there's really a difference in the foods. Kegon dogim she'chelkom u'pashim v'srufim. Like fish that are spoiled or that are burnt, then machshivam l'psolos, then it's considered psolos. Aval shinui kolshu lo machshiv es ha'ma'acholim psolos. The fact that some are a little more baked and some are a little less baked, that would not be a problem. Note number 18. This is going on that which the Mechaber said, the Mishabura said, that you have the apples, some are sour, some are sweet, the Prima Gadam is Mesupuk. But then later on, the Mishabura said, you have basar that's roasted and basar that's cooked, that's for sure 2 minim. What's the difference? They want to know over here, note number 18, what's the difference between the meat that's roasted and the meat that's cooked, that's vadai 2 minim, and apples that are sour and apples that are sweet, that the Prima Gadam has a suffix. So begeder achiluk shebein taruves tapuchim chamutzim umesukim shasafek imin achsheves lemenechad. The difference between the mixture of apples, which the prima gadim is mesupik about, the ilu gabe taruves chelke basar, and the mixture of different pieces of meat, shemiktsasim tsluyim, some are roasted, and miktsasim avusholim, some are cooked. Kosav shehem vade nechshavim l'sheminim. There the Mishavua wrote that for sure called two minim. So explains the Shmuel Arbach. Shonos. It's a different mitzias. It's a totally different piece of meat, one that's roasted and one that's cooked. It's a totally different dish. But sweet and sour, that's already just a different taste. That's not a different apple. It's the same apple. These apples are sweet, these apples are a little sour, but they're both apples. But a meat that's roasted, a meat that's cooked, that's a whole different ballgame. Note number 19. So on this point that the Mishabura said, the basar tzli umavushu, we said is two minim. Certainly different types of ofos are different minim. What if you have wings and pulkies, different pieces of the chicken, of the same chicken? So it's all chicken, but you have different parts of the chicken, the tops and the bottom. Chelke oshonim, different parts of a chicken. Kegon shokim chaza uknafayim mimin over echad. It's all from one bird. It's all chicken. But you have the thighs and the breast and the wings. Shemuravim zebezet. It's all mixed together on a plate, and that's a very common occurrence that we have in our houses. Nechluku aposkim and nechshavim heim kiminim shonim. It's machlokas aposkim. Is that considered a mixture that there would be a problem of border? That you have to be careful to take the piece that you want and not to move away the piece that you don't want. Is that a problem of border? Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Shenechshavim heim kishnei minim. He says that it is two minim, and therefore you have to be careful of all the rules that we've been discussing about Borer in that case. Meidach Rav Yashiv, and Rav Nissen Krell say, Shenechshavim heim kimin echad. Rav Yashiv is more lenient, and he says, you can view it, it's all chicken, it's all the same type of fowl, and therefore, you don't have to be careful, you can move whatever you want, no problem. One more note that we'll look at, back to next page, 280, the top note, Visakum, which stands for sakinim, kapot, and mazlegot, spoons, knives, and forks, silverware. Rotuv, you have wet silverware. Hamunach b'taruves, that's sitting there in a mixture. V'rotze l'nagev kol echad, you want to dry each piece. U'lahachziro l'sa hamiyuchado, and you want to put it back in its place. So nechleko achronim imrashai hulasoskin. Can you dry the silverware and put it back in its particular place? So Shlomo Zalman says shemutter lasoskin. It's mutter. Why? Lefisha lekichaso amanas lenagbo edo nechsheves brira. You want to dry every piece of silverware. So as you pull out one piece, you're not being borer. You don't care what you get. You're taking every piece. So you take one piece, you dry it. That's not borer. Shari lokeachu mikol habal biyad. You take whatever comes to your hand. You don't care which one. V'af hanachaso l'achar hashimush b'to'o edo nechsheves brira. And then when you go and put it back in its place, that's not called borer. Mishum shemisha ochas kol echar biyado shuv lohayam urav. Because once you're holding it in your hand, it's not mixed anymore. So you have a whole mixture. You're picking up any one, you close your eyes, you don't care which one you get. You're not doing borer. Now you dry it. Now you have one piece of silver. You put it back in its place. So it's 100% mutter, says Rosh Hashanah Zaman Orbach. However, Meidach, Rav Yashiv writes, Sha'osar lasos, can you cannot do this. Shahol umitchilo hoisadaito lumainum. Since in the beginning your intention was to sort them, hotsa'oso mehataroves hitchila samiyun. You're taking it out from the mixture, that's the beginning of sorting it. We don't look at it as like a 1-2 step like Rosh Shlomo Zalman. You just take it out to dry, you don't care what you get. No, your kavana is to sort them. And therefore, sorting, says Rav Yashiv, is usher, and therefore this eitz of Rosh Shlomo Zalman will not be allowed according to Rav Yashiv. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah tomorrow with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.